I wonder if you know just how much I need you. Can you see how I ache for you? How I tremble as my body senses your closeness? Sometimes when I think of you, how you carry yourself, confident but considerate, always wanting to make me feel good. How you smell and feel, and how my body responds when you move close to me, well, I can hardly breathe. My heart beats so fast, my pulse races, and all that's in my mind is how you love to be in control as you touch me, and how I please you when I'm a good girl. When you look at me like that, I feel naked. When I'm under your gaze penetrates me, enters me, explores me, probes the most hidden parts of me. And so, under your gaze, I am permanently naked. I could be wearing multiple layers, all covered by a heavy winter coat. But I always feel the heat of your eyes burning, piercing through everything I have on me. And that means that I am forever unclothed by you and for you. Even when we're in public, everything else falls away, and all I can think about is the touch of you, the feel of your hands on me, the reassuring stroke in the small of my back or between my shoulder blades, and how hard it is not to cry out in pain because not having your fingers directly on my skin, stroking my back, pulling my bra straps off my shoulders, undoing the clasp and letting the cups rest on my breasts as you tease the nipples that peek out below. It's torture. We could be walking in a park, enjoying the warm sun, breathing the fresh air. But when I feel you touch my elbow or take my hand as we stroll, all I can think about is being back in our room. Because in that room, there is no world but us, the world in which I am yours, totally, completely, and utterly. The world in which I am willing to do whatever you want me to, desperate to hear your instructions, eager to make you happier than you could ever imagine yourself being. Worshipped. Adored. And obeyed. In the world of us, the only world that is real, you sit on the edge of the bed, fully clothed, and look directly at me. I see the trust and safety in your eyes, and you see the pleasure I take in your full control. You smile, confident and assured, knowing that your girl will do anything for you. Anything. If only she could feel the joy of your command. And when you tell me, strip for me, now, and you instruct me to show you all of myself, I feel no doubt, no embarrassment or shame, just perfect bliss. And all the self-consciousness I have about my body just evaporates. It disappears. Because all I hear in your voice is your lust for me. And I know that you will be in pain if you don't fuck me. And so I do as you ask and strip. Every move I make, you watch intensely, your eyes never leaving me. Your breathing intensifies, and you make little murmurs of approval. And those quiet moans of desire. And though the moans don't have any words, they are full of meaning. They say that you are going to stretch me out, to tease me. And then, when I've been good enough for you, you're going to fuck me. My heart races, my cheeks burn, and as the fabric slides down my skin, each garment falls to the ground. Every curve is revealed. Every lush, fertile valley beckons to you. Every hidden stream flows and gushes for you. And I feel the drops of my need forcing themselves out of me. And if I try to hide anything, because of a sudden, unexpected modesty, some lingering embarrassment about my body, you insist that I show it. You tell me that if you're going to claim me, you need to see every part of me. You need to know what is yours, what belongs to you. And if my hand moves, or my body turns in a way that covers my body. You say very deliberately, oh no, you don't get to hide anything. Oh fuck. The command in your voice just melts me. And hearing your command, I know that revealing my nakedness to you is not just bodily performance, it's an emotional act. And I understand that to truly be yours, I must display all of me. Every feeling, every yearning, every pleasure. Every glorious taste, all the flavors of sex. The delicious smell I make, the musk that I secrete, animalistic, uncontrollable, dense, pungent, ripe with lust, because with you, I'm always in heat, always ovulating, desperate to be bred. And when I hear you tell me what you want from me, the scent of my sex hangs heavy in the room, its sensual perfume making you ache. And then you tell me to touch myself. And as I move my lips open, and I whimper in need, you smile a smile of deep satisfaction, and you say, "Good girl." You move towards me across the bed, not touching me, not yet, but moving closer to me so I can feel the heat of you until you are right next to me, your lips hovering by my ear, and you ask me if I want to keep being good for you. And the moan of pleasure that answers your question tells you everything you need to know. The thought of being good for you, perfect for you, makes my nipples start to ache. They stiffen as I think about the feeling of your saliva on them, and my pussy clenches and it drips with lust, crying out to be touched by something, anything, whatever you can give me, your fingers, your lips, your tongue, your fist, your cock, and the toy you use on me. Because when I'm with Daddy, I want to show him how I'm his best girl. I want him to know how hard I try for him, for you, how I want to open any hole for you and take any part of you inside of me. And that's why I keep each of my three holes nice and moist for you, so that whenever you slide into me, I'm just as moist as a good daddy deserves. My cunt wet and glistening, my ass primed with lube for you, my mouth warm and soft with a tongue that can lick your shaft and caress those full balls as I cover them in saliva and suck on them. When you tell me you want me to come, that you want to see my body spasm and hear my moans and the way my pussy lips slide together, I fuck myself as you watch my fingers spread my pussy and I slide my toy between those full lips. Take everything you can give me. I think of your firm thrusts, how my body spasms with each deep penetration. Your fingers around my throat as you firmly hold me in place and penetrate my core. And when you bend me over, and ordered me to raise my ass to daddy, that's when I'm truly at my happiest. You grab my hair, pull my head back, and you ride me. I'm your willing steed, ready to be fucked. No control, no will, just being used in the filthiest way possible. My cunt for you. My ass for you. Every hole begging to be railed by the man I call daddy. I weep my cunt juice and my cream dribbles out of me, sliding down your shaft. Oh, my squirt, hot and slippery, coats your face, and I rest my face in your lap, knowing that I'm such a good girl for the man I worship as daddy.